More of Lake Effect now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Stephen Sondheim is among the most celebrated American composers in musical theater, maybe the most celebrated. He was mentored by another legend, Oscar Hammerstein, and was composer and lyricist for musicals, including A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, A Little Night Music, and Into the Woods, and also wrote the lyrics to West Side Story. In fact, he's still composing today. All of that has earned him Grammy Awards, Tony Awards, an Oscar, and even a Pulitzer. It'll be the love songs of Sondheim that will be in the spotlight Friday and Saturday in a cabaret performance at Next Act Theater. The performance features the vocals of Milwaukee-based Broadway actress Linda Stevens and pianist Jack Forbes Wilson. They spoke with Lake Effect's Bonnie North recently, and Linda Stevens talked about the inspiration for the show.
He is my absolute favorite composer, and I've worked with him. And I was trying to remember this morning when I actually met him, and I called Jeff London, you know, my buddy who does NPR stories in New York, to find out when Follies at the Roundabout was done. And it turns out it was 2001. That's when I first was in the same room with him to audition for him.
And what was that like?
And, oh, it was wonderful. I was just beaming because I knew he'd seen my work. He'd come to Chicago to see that production of Wings that got me to New York. So I knew he'd seen my work, but I never met him. So I just was like a stupid kid. And I smiled a lot. And I was a little nervous, but I didn't really care. And he talked very casually. He was so freely and he was so free and so open. But the reason for the show is that I did a summer of shows with him in D.C. In 2002, there was something called the Sondheim Celebration at the Kennedy Center. It was a mounting of six new productions of his musicals, and I was in one of them. And he was around all summer, and he was free to enjoy himself. And so we got to know him, and we got to hang out with him. And I have always wanted to do an all Sondheim piece, and the seed for this cabaret started that summer. And I've been waiting to do it that long. And then Jack said, because I just hadn't had the opportunity. I was never in a place where I could sort of do a cabaret, where anybody was calling me to do a cabaret. My first cabaret here in the city was my first cabaret when Jack and I created something called Imagine That.
I don't know why, but I think we did it in my living room.
We did
some house concerts in my living room, and then we went down to the Skylight to do
it. And when was this? Was I here for that? How did I miss this?
5 or 6 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, I came here in 2005, so it had to be like
It's
2 years after
not
that.
Not surprising you didn't know about the one in my living room.
Well, now that I know that you do it.
Now
that I know that you do them in your living room,
I still like doing it.
Yeah, there's something about that, isn't it? You know, when you have people literally sitting around the piano listening.
It was still kind of scary.
Oh, it was very scary for me because
we took it very seriously.
But. Yeah, we talked about this. I had never done a cabaret before. I've been hiding behind roles all my life in the theater. And so with a cabaret, it was suddenly like, oh, I don't know who to be. And I hid in his basement until it was time for me to come and do my singing. But I learned doing that show. And then it just felt like time to tackle Sondheim for me. And I thought, before I get too much older and can't sing him, let's give it a try. And we started getting together in April.
So how did you decide what to put into the show? Did that evolve over time? Has it pretty much set what pieces you're doing in what order?
It's evolved over time, which is not surprising because that's a long period of time. Jack was gone for one of those months.
One or two. But there's some things we just opened the Sondheim books and sang through once and knew we wanted to do them.
And as we sang through them, over time, it was pretty clear that most of them were songs about love. And as I say in the show, you'll notice I didn't say love songs. I said songs about love. Because Sondheim songs about love move in all different kinds of directions.
Oh, he's famous for that.
Yeah, you know.
There's hardly a sappy love song ever in Sondheim. So from the musician's perspective, from your perspectives, what makes him both a joy and a challenge to approach?
The joy is that each of the songs, at least the songs that we're doing, tell little stories in themselves. And so they work very, very well outside of the shows. And I think sometimes the songs work better than some of the shows, which don't get that don't get performed a lot. That might be true of Gershwin and Rodgers and Hart as well. But the joy is finding the little tiny story and telling it without any introduction. And a lot of these songs I was introduced to way back with that Side by Side by Sondheim album that somebody gave me. And I didn't know what any of the musicals were, but I created little stories in my head.
About the songs.
About the songs, and that's all we needed. And that's what Linda is doing with these as well.
And Linda, for you.
Oh, the joy is just to be able to sing that music. The challenge we talked a little bit about is that it's difficult music. It's rangy music. This show I finally looked at and didn't want to spend too much time thinking about what I was giving myself technically to do. But it's at least a 2-octave range, this show. And that's hard, but not so hard when you put his lyrics to his music, or I should say he puts his music to his lyrics. He's got 3 principles that he follows, and he writes about this in his book about writing lyrics, and I think it applies to his writing music as well, but he says content dictates form. And I remember thinking early on when we were going through things before we knew what we were doing, I thought, okay, find the content, find the songs, and we will find the form, which we have, which has become actually theatrical over time. It's not just a sit and sing cabaret, and that's partially dictated by doing it at Next Act Theater, which is a three-sided house. But also, since they're all little stories, we can tell a story within them. And I think because of the way we've put them together, the order in which we've put them, that there will be a subtle story going on underneath that the audience might experience. I think they will experience. They won't know what it is. But I think they'll go on a kind of a journey. And I'm not sure that would be – I'm not sure that could happen with other composers.
One of the things I love about his work is that things are – even when they sound very simple, they're not. And even when they sound very complex, there's some sort of underneath. His lyrics are so smart. Mm-hmm. It's so intelligent. There's such – and I know he gets criticized. People have in the past of being too intellectual, of being cold. And I don't find that at all. I think you just have to know that that's how he's approaching this stuff. And I so appreciate that intellect and that intelligence that goes into this. He's not sugarcoating stuff.
No, he's just an artist.
Yeah.
Do you know? He's an extraordinary artist. And he may be using his brain to create things first, but what he creates are incredibly beautiful, romantic, funny. We do funny stuff, too, mm-hmm. in the show because there's a lot of funny stuff.
Oh, he has written some wonderfully funny things.
We're
actually
doing something for Sweeney Todd. We're doing By the Sea from Sweeney Todd, which is a kind of love song.
It is.
Yeah.
And I would not have thought of that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, Linda
yes.
makes a great Mrs. Lovett.
Well, what other musicals can people expect to hear things from?
We've got some Sweeney Todd. We're not doing any Sunday in the Park with George, though we tried and tried and tried. That's such an integrated show. It was sort of hard to take anything out of that. But
except for just a brief snippet when I tell a story about doing Sunday in the Park with George, which is what I did at that summer of
Sondheim Camp.
The Sondheim Camp, which is what they called it offstage. Yeah. But you're right. We don't sing from that show, any full songs.
Company and Follies and mm-hmm. A Little Night Music and Merrily We Roll Along.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Saturday Night.
And Gypsy. Which is
a lot
not
of people,
all Sondheim.
No, but a lot of people forget that he had something to do with Gypsy.
And
yeah.
Do I Hear the Waltz? We're doing some Sondheim and Rodgers as well.
Even a Do I Hear a Waltz? 2 Do I Hear a Waltzes. Mm-hmm. One is Richard Rodgers. And the other, Stephen Sondheim wrote both music and lyrics for an unproduced television play with a book by Arthur Lawrence called Do You Hear a Waltz? So we're doing that as well.
Obviously, it's a cabaret. Do you have a costume?
No, I don't have a costume, but I did choose what I'm wearing. It took me a while to find what I'm wearing. I wear clothes that I wear in normal life, but it's kind of a beautiful purple. And I had to be able to move in it. mm-hmm. Freely. So
and Jack, for you?
I don't know what I'm wearing yet. I'll find
something.
We have
something fun. Yeah.
Have to think about it.
Well, we started out calling it a cabaret, and then it sort of got called a concert some. But recently, as we've been rehearsing it, Linda's been referring to it as the play. We're going to rehearse the play.
Which I was even unaware of.
Yeah.
It's
been morphed. Calling it now.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. morphed into something else. Mm-hmm. So.
And I'm the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you're taking us on this journey.
That's right.
Yeah.
With
That's
various
right.
characters, including a character called Linda.
Yeah. The version of me that I can put in front of people.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I am looking forward to hearing and seeing it very, very much. And I want to thank you both for coming in and talking a little bit about it.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Isn't It Rich? Songs About Love by Stephen Sondheim is Friday and Saturday evening at Next Act Theater and features vocals by Linda Stevens and piano by Jack Forbes Wilson. Stevens and Wilson spoke with Lake Effect's Bonnie North. That's all for the Wednesday edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Keep listening. Fresh Air is next. You still have a few seconds to help put us over the top. 414-227-3210 or WUWM.com/give. And thanks.